is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Sam Bushman's with me. Welcome, Sam Bushman. Well, that was fast. Sam, are you there?
I am, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you five by five. Hey, thanks for joining us.
The greenbacks are
tumbling,
sir.
A lot of us are concerned about the United States of America. You know, we elect people who we believe are going to represent our interests, and we find out they're weak. They're so weak, they're easily bribed, easily manipulated. And then they soon work for themselves. They work against their spouses. They work against their children. They work against their families. They work against their community. They work against their county, state, and the entire nation. They do things that are despicable. And there are a lot of us who want to do something about that, Sam Bushman. And I've heard many thoughts, many suggestions, many ideas. People want to go to Washington. They want petitions. They want to petition our government. They want to go to town hall meetings. They get shut out. They get stomped on. Meetings get closed to we the people. And you and I have been talking about this for quite a while. We've broadcast it together. We've been at the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's events, and we've talked about what can we do. Well, you came up with a plan. I love it. Would you share that plan with us, the overview?
Yeah, before we get started on the plan, just a little bit, kind of tell everybody. You know, people come up with these ideas that I believe are counterproductive. You know, Adam Kokesh, I'll use as a great example. You know, he wanted to show himself on video with a gun, you know, promptly gets arrested. Now, that just sets us back, ladies and gentlemen. It really doesn't help. Occupy movement, trying to occupy cities. Before you know it, you get the drug users, you get rapes, you get all kinds of ne'er-do-wells doing things, and pretty soon it kind of becomes political Woodstock. And then before you know it, the cops, you know, to some degree, justifiably so, have to restore order. They melt down. It goes nowhere. I mean, when was the last time you heard an Occupy movement doing something of value? You know, and these plans just seem to go sideways. This idea that we're going to go to Washington and fix Washington, that tomorrow, if we just stay long enough, or if we just do this, or if we just do that, we can get them all to resign, and by golly, they'll take a cue from the American people and just start flying right for a change. And you know what? None of that's going to work, Vincent, and none of it's true. You're not going to fix Washington tomorrow. Forget it. So when I heard all these different plans and everybody kind of giving their different ideas, I kind of thought, you know what? I've had it. So I sat down, man, and just started writing. And I wrote up a plan. I critically reviewed my plan 66 ways from Sunday. I then got my plan to a few trusted advisors, trusted confidant friends, you know, trusted partners, if you will. Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack of the CSPA was one of them. Vincent Fennelli, you were one of them. And we just started to beat on the plan a bit, didn't we?
We sure did. We sure did. As a matter of fact, you called me up and you said, okay, have at it. And let's debate this and see if you can find some holes in it. And so I hammered away and hammered away. And you know what, Sam? I couldn't find any holes in it. It's really pretty darn good. Because this is a plan that is pretty darn immune from the provocateurs. Because if you talk about the Occupy movements, we know they've been infiltrated. We know that the other side causes disruptions. They dress like us. They try to act like us. They're not who we are. but they caused the media to report that we did bad things. And it's not true. So that is something that we have to guard against. And I think this plan guards against that quite well.
So the plan in general, you got to understand the motives. You got to understand the goal of the plan. Okay, the plan is eventually to go to Washington. I'll give you the kind of the focal point of the plan. That is not the end point of the plan, but it is at least the plan's highlight in terms of activation and focus and media attention, if you will. But, you know, I've had all kinds of people get a hold of me and they say, Sam, you know going to Washington ain't going to do any good, don't you? Come on, Sam. We've had a gazillion rallies. We've had a gazillion events like this, Sam. They don't do any good. And I say, no. You misunderstand. You misjudge. You misread the plan. You can't think surface-like when you think about the plan. You've got to think deep and you've got to understand what our goals are. Our goals are not to go to Washington and have them change and fix something in Washington. The first thing you got to understand about the plan is this. We want to start from the top down. And that means you go to Washington last, Vincent. It means you go to your city council. It means you go to your county commission. It means you go to your state representatives. It means you go to your dog catcher, so to speak, first, because they're the top of government. Now, I know that's not what you've been taught your whole life, but I'm telling you the solutions are at the local level. The government that governs best is the most local it can be, where you can reach out and touch these people, where you can say, guys, this is what I need you to do. You work for me. If you don't like it, you replace them. Okay, Washington has always been considered the top, but it's the bottom. They're the least in touch with us of any government we have. And so we've got to go to them last, and we've got to start at the top, which is your local government. That's the first understanding of the plan. We're not going to fix Washington, but we are going to start at the local level and work on things, and we're going to let our efforts trickle down eventually to Washington, sir. That's the first point of the plan people need to really understand. It isn't about Washington. It's about local involvement and Americans getting involved at the most local of levels. And it doesn't matter what party you're from. It doesn't matter if you're tall, short, black, white, male, female. It doesn't matter any of the things about parties. None of those things. What you need to be is an American, and you need to have the guts and the willingness to get involved. That's where it starts, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. And not everybody has the guts and the willingness to get involved. Sam, I think if we can awaken 3%, we can win. And that, I believe, is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, those who just don't agree with us or aren't interested in what we have to say in our efforts, we're not interested in spending time with them. So the plan starts out around a document called the CSPOA Resolution. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Resolution. In January, Vincent was there. We had about 60 or 70 people work on a document that was really a litmus test, if you will. Was a document that really, if you agreed with the document, you're willing to keep your oath of office and you're willing to stand with America and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, if you're not willing to go along with that document, you're pretty much not willing to go along with America. And it's the best single-page document, not counting, you know, scriptures or something like that, that I can find ever written in modern times relating to the proper role of government. The succinctly putting together a litmus test, something that could be used in debates as a telltale of who's who. If your candidate's for this plan, willing to sign on the line and publicly support this resolution, then they're for America. And if they simply won't, you know something's wrong. And so they got this document together. Now, about 50 to 70 people put it together when you were there, Vincent, but the document started a couple of years ago, never got finished by well over 100 elected public officials, many of them sheriffs and peace officers, etc. But so this thing's been put together by about 150 plus elected and appointed officials. I say appointed because some of them are police chiefs who are appointed, but they all have one thing in mind. They have an oath of office, and they have a desire to keep that oath of office, and this document is derived from all the discussions that they had regarding who's violating their oaths of office, how the oaths of office are being violated, how they're being forced or pushed by others to violate their oaths of office. And so this was created as a document. In other words, let's make a group decision to say we're going to keep our oaths of office and we're not going to tolerate the following abuses to the supreme law. If it's against the law, we're against it. And that's how it all started. That's how we got the resolution together. Well, it got passed, believe it or not. Vincent was there. When it got passed, it took a lot of prayer, a lot of humility, a lot of hard work. But when it got passed, we have been taking that document now to local people everywhere. We've got 150-plus elected and appointed officials that have already signed the document, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that number continues to grow. And as that number continues to grow, we gain more and more and more support for our efforts. So I basically said, this resolution is incredible. It's the best thing I've seen in my lifetime. We cannot let this opportunity pass us by. So the plan that we put together was three phases. Number one, pre-Washington. Number two, in Washington. And number three, post-Washington, to make it simple. Number one, at the local level, we're going to get as many people to sign the resolution as we possibly can. From individuals, citizens, to elected and appointed officials everywhere, two candidates running for office. And we're going to categorize those lists of people, state by state, county by county, and we're going to put it up on the CSPOA website and document exactly where people stand. And it's up to you, America, you Americans, to print out the CSPOA resolution and help us get as many signatures as we possibly can get. Because the more signatures we get, the harder it is for them to ignore us. And eventually to go to Washington and deliver this document to all 535 members of Congress. Now, we're going first on Constitution Day, that's September the 17th, to the National Press Club. We've already reserved the press club. This is not a maybe. It's not a worth thinking about this. We're doing it. We got the National Press Club booked. We're going there with a big media event. And after that, we're going to deliver, hand deliver, with tiny delegations of Americans handpicked to deliver the CSPOA resolution to all 535 members of Congress and to see if, one, they'll see us, two, to see if they'll sign the resolution, and then we're going to document the results of our efforts. And here's why the plan, in my humble opinion, has value. We're not going to change Washington. Even if we got 20 senators and 50 congressmen on board, that isn't going to change Washington, folks. You're not going to fix America in Washington. You're going to fix it on the local level. However, if we get thousands and thousands of local and state folks all across the country to sign the resolution and then Congress won't even sign the resolution and will not see us, and we document this and we shame them to the point where we say, look how out of touch Washington is with the American people, and we put up, say, 535 videos representing all members of Congress, House, and Senate, that they simply will not even visit with their people, much less sign a document just asking them to please obey the law and keep their oaths of office. We win either way. Either we get enough signatures to gain support to where we really find out who's who and get people to stand up to keep their oaths of office, or we find out who's not willing to come to the table and we'll document the results. And that's the brilliance of the plan. We're not going to change Washington. We are going to document the results of who's who.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sam Bushman's with me. And we're going to Washington. We are going to Washington. We're going to document who is with We the People and who is not. Okay? The plan is called Lighting the Lamp of Liberty Action Plan, a CSPOA solution. CSPOA is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So we're going to Washington, and I feel this is so important that, I wanted to do a Get Prepared Expo, and I'm moving it toward the end of the year because I think taking our country back is the most important thing that I can be involved in. I really do. And Sam, let's just take a minute, and I'd like to ask you, in your words, who's going to Washington? Who's going to go with us?
We're going to find out. And that's the whole reason for the CSPOA resolution. Here's the deal. We're going to the National Press Club first. We're going peacefully. No one will be armed. We're inviting the media. We're inviting the press. We're going to, we don't want everybody to go to Washington because we don't believe the answers are in Washington. We're not asking for a ton of people to go to Washington. The National Press Club we're going to be at, Vincent, only holds 100 people or so. Mm-hmm. Okay, what we're trying to do is get together something that we can eventually put on DVD, that we can sell to fundraise for the CSPOA. People can watch the National Press Club event, and people can see what happened there. Our goal is a documentation exercise of who's with us and who's not. And here's the first thing you need to know. You know what? If you don't sign the CSPOA resolution, you're not welcome to be part of the delegation, and you're not welcome to be part of our Going to Washington plan. Okay, you're just not. And if you want to, we're going to have speakers at the National Press Club, and there's not going to be people that are speaking that will not sign the CSPOA resolution. It's that simple. You know, if they came to me and they said, Sam, Rand Paul or some great person, you know, won't sign the resolution, but you know what? They do believe in your cause. They want to speak. The answer is forget it. We're not doing that. We're using this as a documentation tool to decide who's really in for America. Who's willing to stand? It's almost a modern version of the Declaration of Independence, except for it's a declaration of restoration. Okay, this CSPOA resolution says we want to stand with the supreme law of the land, and if it's against the law, we're against it, Vincent. And the question is, how many people, how many of your politicians are really willing to stand on that and say, I'm going to keep my oath of office, I'm going to be bold, I'm going to put my political, quote, career on the line, whatever, and I'm going to stand with the American people and stand with the rule of law. And this whole event is designed to do that. And that's why we can't lose. Even if they reject us at every turn, we simply document the results. And the answer to America is, guys, they're not with you. And I'm going to give you an example. I've got a hold of, to the best of my ability, which means I've only been able to get a hold of their staffs so far, of Senator Mike Lee, Senator Ted Cruz, and Senator Rand Paul. Now, that's 3%. You brought up that number earlier, Vincent, and it's a good number. That's 3% of the Senate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposedly the 3% that we all think has the best chance of doing good for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I got two questions for you. They email me all the time. I don't know if they email you all the time, but they email everybody I know, and they say, man, are you with me? Will you sign this? Will you do this? Will you put in money? Mm-hmm. They can contact us any day of the week, right?
Right, right.
Here's the question. Can the average American contact them? Now, what if you're not just the average American? What if you're, say, Sam Bushman, a nationally syndicated talk show host? Can I contact them? What if you say Richard Mack, a guy that won at the Supreme Court and the leader of a great constitutional organization in America? Can Richard Mack contact them? And it's a little bit disingenuous if they can contact you daily and beg for your money, beg for your advice, beg for your partnership. Those are some of the headlines of the emails that I get from them. If I can't get a hold of them, I'm requesting a meeting and saying I'll meet with you in Utah, if you're Mike Lee, in Texas, if you're Ted Cruz, in Kentucky, if you're Rand Paul, or in Washington, you pick. I want to meet with your senator. I want to meet with the senator for, 15 minutes, half hour. It'll be Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack that'll meet with them, and we want to show them the CSPA resolution. We want to go over the details of how the historical reality of how we developed it and why, and then we want to invite them to sign it. And if they sign it, we might talk about having a couple of those guys speak at our CSPOA go to Washington event. But the first question is, will they even see Sam Bushman and Richard Mack? Or are they so entrenched, so compromised, that they can contact us, but we can't contact them? That's the first discussion. We're going to find out, Vincent.
We are. And the ones that are with us might get to stay with us, and the ones that aren't, we're going to help get new people to replace them. Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, USAPreparers.com. We're going to tell you about the events on the other side of this broadcast, where they're going to be and when they're going to be, because we've got one coming up in April. Pretty soon. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sam Bushman's with me. We're talking about the Lighting the Lamp of Liberty Action Plan, a CSPOA solution. Sam, I mentioned before during the first half of the broadcast who would be going with us. Well, we've got Richard Mack, who's going to be going with us to Washington. Can you tell us who else is going to be going?
So you got Sheriff Richard Mack that's going to go, myself. I'm going to be there. Kurt Crosby with Liberty Roundtable will be there with me. Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, will be there in fine form, broadcasting live from the event as well. Joyce Riley will be there, the Power Hour. In fact, Joyce Riley agreed to pay for breakfast for the participants. She's the sponsor of the whole breakfast, Vincent. So not only will Joyce Riley be there, but she'll be the sponsor of the breakfast, the Power Hour. A big shout out and a thank you goes to those folks. Ben Swan of Ben Swan TV and Ben Swan Radio will be there. In fact, Ben Swan's going to be broadcasting the event video-wise, streaming on his website. So you'll be able to check that out. We're gathering several hosts to be part of what we're doing. And we're gaining ground. We've got a lot of Utah hosts that are involved as well. There's a bunch of groups going. We're building the coalition now. So if you want to reach out to a group and have them get a hold of us and see if they want to be part of it, Campaign for Liberty so far has chosen not to be part of an Illinois event we're doing. We're trying to get a hold of Ron Paul to see if we can get Campaign for Liberty to jump aboard, but right now they're hesitating. But there are groups that are going along with us right now. The CSPOA is one of the groups. The Oath Keepers is another. Gun Owners of America is another. The Constitution Party is another. Institution on the Constitution, which is Michael Perutka and crew there aboard with us. So there's a lot of groups that have already jumped aboard, and the list is growing daily, Vincent. That's the groups and the hosts so far that are involved, and every day we get more to jump aboard.
And you mentioned GOA, Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt, I understand, will be there in person.
Yes, he will. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering who's going to speak now,
I'm really
Vincent, but I have to wait to see who's going to be there to see who's going to speak.
No, I understand that. And this is, you know, Sam, this is a great approach because it's peaceful. It's nonviolent. It's not confrontational. We're getting the message out. But, you know, these Congress people will have the choice. They can stand with us, or they can say, you know what, Constitution, Bill of Rights, you know, that's just a piece of paper. You know, we don't need to worry about that stuff. And they're going to be on one side of the ledger or the other. They're going to be with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or they're not going to be with it. And I suggest that we remove every single one of them from their office by voting them out, everyone who is not with We the People. Sam, now we've got an event coming up, and it's, you know, it's really cool because Tim Starks, a USAPrepares.com instructor, you haven't heard him on the air yet, but you will. He's been on with you, Sam. He grabbed the ball, and he decided that he was going to make an event. And that's Friday, April 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. in Springfield, Illinois. It's called Lighting the Lamp of Liberty, the CSPOA Solution. Can you share with us what's going to happen at that event? Because, well, frankly, you're going to be heading for Missouri on the 11th of April, and you're going to spend about a week with us. So why don't we talk about...
Yeah, I'm going to spend over a week with the folks in Missouri and Illinois. Vincent and Sam Bushman and the rest of our team are going to be broadcasting live as we travel all across the state. And there's a bunch of people going to this event. Vincent Finelli will be there, Joyce Riley, Sam Bushman. Those are the talk show hosts that have already committed for sure. Richard Mack will be there. Sheriff Nick Finch from Florida that won Standing Up for Your Second Amendment Rights. See, we're looking for folks like Sheriff Nick Finch that are elected or appointed that are willing to stand on their oath of office, stand on the commitment they made to the people when they got elected. So Sheriff Nick Finch will be there and speaking. We're going to have fired police chief Shane Harger there. He got fired for, well, they won't tell him what, so we'll have to leave that for another speculative day. Nevertheless, he was fired, but he went to the CSPOA event. He signed the CSPOA resolution. He's standing on principle as well. He'll be there. And we're also going to have Chris Ann Hall, who's a well-known former prosecutor, constitutional attorney, author, talk show host, and more. She'll be there. And by the way, she's supporting our Washington event and going to Washington with us too, Vincent.
Yeah, this is really exciting because, Sam, I am learning more and more every day about the power of the broadcast, about the power of the big stick, the big antenna, as it were, and the internet and AM and FM and satellite. And I'm learning about the power of exposing the corruption. And I'm learning telling you, it's unbelievable. I didn't think we had the impact that we have, but we do. And just as a real quick aside, Mark Baker's case was dismissed. He's the guy who they the DNR in Michigan wanted to execute his hogs. The DNR in Michigan wanted him to execute his own hogs. He wouldn't do it. He won. Why? Because we exposed the corruption and we named the names.
And I agree that he won, and they backed off due to the exposing of the corruption and telling the tale in media. You know, I always like to say he who owns the media makes the rules, and now new media is taking center stage. Those are some of my phrases that kind of articulate what you're talking about. But the point that I want to make is Mark needs to go to the next level, though, and not just be satisfied with them being stopped. He needs to go on the offensive and sue and say, you guys have created me all kinds of hardship. In other words, they'll abuse us again and again and again if we just stop them. What we need to do is force accountability. And when they feel the pain, they see the light kind of thing. You know, we need to make sure that we take this to the next legal level to stand up for our rights so they think twice when they want to do it again, Vincent.
Yeah, and I learned last night, I don't have all the facts, but I learned last night at the meetup that the prosecutor was exposed on the internet for bad behavior, and I heard that he had been fired. I can't prove it. But so these are the kind of things that will make these guys shake in their boots, because their pension, their employment is on the line. Their source of graft and corruption is on the line. So they don't
and
have
it's more than
that.
Just their current
so
job, it's their political careers, which they depend on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the I'm looking at the poster right now. Friday, April 18th, from 7 to 9 p.m. That's a Friday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. in Springfield, Illinois, not Missouri. Springfield, Illinois. We're going to be meeting at
the
Northfield Inn Suites Conference. Yeah, the conference center in Springfield, Illinois, and free event. So you may want to consider carpooling, and I mentioned it at the meetup last night that we can carpool to this event. I will be there. I think it'll be really inspiring, and it is the stake in the ground. We're not taking it. We want our country back, and here's what we're going to do it. So that's one event. Now let's talk about the next event. After that, we're going to Washington, and what do we expect, Sam? After we ask our congressmen and women, our representatives, to sign on with this, what are we going to do next? Please repeat that for us one more time.
All right, so let's be clear. We're trying to get our local city, county, state reps, mm-hmm. servants, elected, mm-hmm. appointed, whatever, our sheriffs, police mm-hmm. chiefs, to sign the CSPR resolution. And the hope that we have, the goal, is to get an overwhelming number of local elected and appointed officials to sign. We're hoping to take that and get a huge number of Americans to sign. So the CSPOA resolution is up there now. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to sign it. Vincent, is just the average American citizen is what you'd put in your title. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to get enough signatures to when we go to Washington to make a splash. You know, we have 2 million signatures from the American people. We have 5,000 signatures, just say, from all the local and state representatives. And we can't get a single member of Congress to sign this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you see where the solution is and you see where the problem is, don't you? And we intend to document that. And so the reason I bring that up is our hope is to really use this as an educational tool. That's the CSPA resolution. To document, a lot of times we think people are our friends. It's like, oh man, my county commissioner, he might not believe with me on everything, but you know, he's down my street. I've seen him at neighborhood barbecues. He's a good guy. That may be true, Vincent, but it doesn't mean he's willing to stand up for constitutional principles. Mm-hmm. So when we look for people to serve us in public office, they need to be good, honest, wise people. And that person may be a good person, may even in their hearts be an honest person, but they're certainly not wise if they're not willing to keep their oaths of office. This is a matter of documenting and putting everybody on record of what they're willing to do. So our hopes are to document the results for the American people to see. Our hopes are to really get enough local people to where Americans start to turn the whole system of government around. Instead of worrying about who's president, what if nobody cared about party and nobody cared who was going to be president tomorrow? If everybody just snickered and went, yeah, whatever, you can put an illegal alien up there like you did before, it won't make any difference. We're solving things on the local and state level. Washington is rendering themselves irrelevant because they're just simply ignoring us, and we're going to now start to ignore them. They've they've been keeping us on lists forever. Now we're going to start putting them on lists. Okay, it's time we really understand where's the top and where's the bottom when it comes to government. Everybody says, let's work from the bottom up. Well, you'd have to start in Washington if you did that. We're going to start in America, in the homeland, at the top, which is the local government. You and I, aren't we the sovereigns? Aren't we the real people that matter? Aren't we the ones they represent? Well, then the top starts with us and those closest to us. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Sam Bushman, many years ago, back in the 80s, I had a job. I was an officer of a bank, corporate officer. And we drew the organizational chart differently. We rotated it 90 degrees to the right. So we started, so it didn't have a top. It had a left and a right. And the most important person in our organizational chart started on the left of the page, was the CEO of the corporation. And the rest of us were somewhere in the middle. And what I'm saying is, that's exactly what we're saying right here. The people are at the top. The federal government is at the bottom. You're absolutely right. And let me just share this with you. One line of the resolution, the CSPOA resolution. The following abuses will not be allowed or tolerated. Number one, registration of personal firearms under any circumstances. Anybody have a problem with that? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, class, I've got it in front of me, the resolution of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And let me just read one more on this list. The following abuses will not be allowed or tolerated. Number 8, arrest of citizens or seizure of persons or property without first notifying and obtaining the express consent of the local sheriff. Any problems with that? Not with me. That's exactly what I've visited my sheriff in Missouri to ask him if he will stand between me and the feds when they come to the farm. Sam, I'm at the CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org website. And the first line says, click here to sign the resolution. Okay, I've done that, and it takes me to a page where it asks me for my first name, my last name, my role, and I click on citizen, and it asks for the state and the county, it asks for my email address, and then it asks for a signature upload. Can you tell us why that's required and what and how to do it?
So here's what happens. We made a determination early on that we're not going to allow just a click sign thing. And the reason we're not is because this started with we want our elected officials on record. And we want to be able to prove that they really signed it. And so what we've gone to, it's a little more cumbersome, I admit, which I know is a pain. But you know what? We're talking about people giving their life, liberty, and sacred honor for the cause of freedom. We're just asking you to do a little bit of work. And that is this. You download. There's a link there to download the CSPOA resolution. You print it out. You sign it. Then you can either scan it into your computer, take a picture of it, or send it in via snail mail. Either way, the point is somebody will need to upload that resolution to our digital system. It'll categorize you, it puts your name, and it'll add you to the list. And those of people who are willing to support the CSPOA resolution and support their elected and appointed officials who are willing to keep their oaths of office is what it amounts to. So we're doing that on purpose because we don't want anybody to say, you know, even when you run around getting signatures to get on the ballot for certain things, they run around and kick out about 30% of your signatures or whatever they do. So you always got to get way more signatures. We're preventing that by making it legitimate. Look, sign the paper copy, send it in snail mail, or simply scan it and upload it to our system. You'll get an email back confirming that it's complete. But we're doing that on purpose because we don't want a bunch of fake signatures. We don't want to say we have 5 million and they laugh at us and say 2 million of them don't count or whatever the number be. We want to make sure that they're solid signatures for reals and it's beyond debate. So we will have a digital copy, literally, of the paper document that's filled out and signed. So for you, Vincent, you need to go and download that form really quick, fill it out, yep. And then you can scan it and upload it.
I've got it. Mm-hmm. And
I know it takes a little more work that way.
And it contains the kind of language that I just read before and after the last break. You know, the following abuses will not be allowed or tolerated: confiscation of firearms without probable cause, due process, and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by local or state jurisdiction. That means the feds can't come knocking and say that they have a warrant. That is all prohibited by this document. And it's to protect us, we the people, from thugocracy. I'm all for it, Sam Bushman. I can't see any problem with it. I was there when it was created. You know,
it's using the checks and balances that our founders put in place, Vincent. That's all.
And, Sam, I really want to thank you. I was there when you stood up. And you literally saved the day when you stood up and asked for prayer because we were at an impasse and it looked like this document was not going to be created anytime soon. And you literally stood up in front of the room and saved the day. And how, with your efforts, this document was created. And as a result, there now is the Lighting the Lamp of Liberty Action Plan, a CSPOA solution. There's going to be an event that we're going to on April 18th in Springfield, Illinois, and we're going to Washington on September 17th, Constitution Day. Sam, I really appreciate your help. I really appreciate your stance on liberty, and I really appreciate all you're doing to return.
And I'm just grateful to be part of the solution with all of you.
That it used to be. Sam, thanks so much for being with us. Class, there's a link on the website. Please take a look. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.